Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bobby Blanco. We got to hang with him a good bit down in West Palm Beach. He's a good hang, that Bobby Blanco.
I agree with that. I agree with your sentiment.
He's a good egg. Bobby, some news at Nats camp today. Carter Kieboom, no longer on the 40-man. They sent him down to the minors, cleared waivers. So are they planning to do something? Why did they need a spot on the 40-man?
You guys made a long week at spring training that much more enjoyable. I appreciate the time that you guys let me hang out with you guys. But, yes, big news this morning. Not too surprising, I guess, the way how quickly it occurred and that they kind of snuck this in there overnight, I suppose, putting him on waivers and then sending Carter down to AAA. Look, I mean, unfortunately, Carter's time has just been, you know, ticking to the end right here with the Nationals because they have so many prospects coming up. I think it was the first week of spring training games, and I was on with you guys, and Nick Senzel was scratched from a starting lineup because he was sick. And I point out the fact that who did the Nationals put at third base instead? It was Trey Lipsicum, not Carter Kieboom. I think that was the first sign of the Nationals thinking of with Carter's future. And then this right here obviously is a pretty telling sign of how they view his future with the Nationals being sent down out of Major League camp, down to the minors. And you have Trey Lipsicum back in the starting lineup today. You have, you know, Nick Senzel is going to be your starting third baseman. But some of the younger guys are coming up. Brady House, Yo-Yo Morales coming up, can play third base. They're looking for the future, and Carter Kieboom does not look to be a part of that anymore.
We're going to talk about Bobby Blanco. If you talk about Bobby Blanco, you can't not mention how good he was judging the cannonball contest at our residence. Another guy that's on the 40-man is Steven Strasburg. What's the latest there? Where does that kind of weird standoff stand?
Yeah, it's same place. Mike Rizzo spoke to the media yesterday talking about his new foundation. He fielded a couple of baseball questions as well. And he kind of stood pat. They're still working with him. They're still trying to figure out a deal between him and ownership. There's nothing really changing on that front other than the fact that, you know, at the beginning of camp, Rizzo said that they expected him to report at some time and, you know, kind of be a mentor to the younger pitchers. And that never happened. But the Nationals aren't going to punish him or fine him for that. They're still trying to work out a deal for him. So that's really the only update so far.
Any surprises that you could foresee in terms of guys making the roster, big decisions that we don't see coming at the end of camp?
I think if you look at the rotation, I think that Zach Davies is going to make a strong push for the starting rotation. I think it's going to come down between him and Trevor Williams for that fifth spot. We saw Jake Irvin shove today. He faced a minimum over five innings, only 52 pitches against the Marlins. I think his spot is pretty solidified in this rotation. So the fifth spot is up for grabs. Zach Davies has performed pretty well in his spring training outings. He did get one start rained out, so he had to take one of his outings in the backfield. But he's been solid, and I think he has a pretty decent track record. We know what Trevor Williams is from last year. Granted, that was the most innings he has pitched as a starter in some time, maybe even ever. I have to go back and check. And he kind of faded near the end of the season. And then he reported to camp late. I mean, the Nationals said, and Trevor Williams said, that he stayed on top of his, you know, routine of his exercise while he was hanging out with his family after the birth of his child. But, you know, that's not the same as facing major leaguers every day in camp. And Zach Davies was here a couple of days after he signed a minor league deal. So I think Zach Davies is going to make a significant push for this rotation and maybe that fifth spot, and maybe see bump Trevor Williams to the bullpen.
Bobby, will you do me a favor and just say that Jacob Young's going to win the center field job? And then I'll take my headphones off and you can give the real answer. But sort of seriously say that Jacob Young's going to win it. But what's going to happen?
You asked me this last week, and I gave him the edge. I actually said, and I don't think Victor Robles has done too much over since then to kind of put him back on top.
That's why I'm asking again, dude.
Well, also, granted, Victor did have to deal with a hammy injury. So you know that's another data point, right? He has dealt with injuries over the past couple of years, and Jacob Young has been playing, you know, all three outfield spots, not just center field. He's been playing pretty well. He's getting on base. They call him like a havoc wrecker or whatever it was. So they, well, you know, he's so fast and he's a smart base runner. And we've seen Victor and Luis Garcia, you know, put him in this group, this conversation as well, make mental mistakes recently. And some of these younger guys aren't doing that. And you would expect to be the opposite way, the other way around. And it's not. So Luis Garcia and Victor Robles very much so on the hot seat, like Carter Kieboom was, because they can't seem to, you know, get out of their own way, unfortunately.
Bobby, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Danny, good luck with your procedure tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.